You're listening to Around Comics. Wizard World Chicago, Thursday night.
Diesel.
Cooperation with Comic Book Resources, this is Around Comics, the comic book roundtable, where you'll hear a revolving panel of guests discuss everything in and around the world of comics. I'm Christopher Niesman, and I'm joined, as always, by Mr. Brian Salazar.
Hello, I'm conning it.
Way down at the other
I'm
end.
I'm a con man. Chris, I'm in Artist Alley, and I'm talking with... Oh, I don't know. I'm
Got
sitting
nothing.
At a... We're sitting at a table... In the entrance, in the almost foyer of the con.
By ourselves.
By ourselves.
But that'll change tomorrow. This is just preview. We're also...
I'm not sitting at this table all day tomorrow.
We're also joined by Mr. Tom Caters.
Hey, you know, it's really easy to get a press badge, so if you ever can't afford to go to a wizard show, just make up a name of a website that sounds like it might have to do with comics. They'll just give one to you.
They gave one to us, so it must be easy. Mr. Scotty Young, how you doing?
I am so goddamn famous. It almost makes me nervous to walk around the place.
Scotty Young signed a baby earlier.
Yeah, somebody brought
it up. Got tattooed, and there's someone headed right.
Somebody heading right now with something to sign. I think it is his wife's boob.
It's his father's urn.
Where did you go? We were wondering where you went.
We're also joined by a comics professional, Mr. C.B. Cebulski.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, how are you doing?
And good, man. Well, thanks for having me on.
I've always must say, is it Cebulski?
Cebulski. You got it right the first time.
Cebulski. Yep. Cebulski. All right.
Or his friends could call him Cebulski. Sebabalooski.
Well, CB, you are you're a veteran to this show, so you're looking forward to another weekend
not, not
in
our
Chicago.
Show, but
of Wizard World.
Oh,
not,
the Wizard
not
World show,
comics,
yeah.
He's always big-timed us until the end.
Hold on, you guys. I have to sign some...
Look at this guy. Sign my comics, guys.
Those aren't even yours.
Jesus.
Good Lord.
Those aren't even ones you worked on, though.
Continue without
Let's
me,
give
guys.
Him a blow-by-blow. On the cover of new X-Men 41...
Yes.
Scotty takes out his silver pen underneath the logo and the orange hue. Oh,
Scotty.
Ladies and gentlemen, you cannot believe the skill.
It's Scotty.
You can't even read
forever.
It.
Yeah. Well, before we get too farther in here, I want to remind everyone that this episode of Around Comics is sponsored by InStockTrades.com. And waiting for the trade has never been easier. InStockTrades.com offers a huge selection of the collected editions you need. InStockTrades.com is your source for trade paperbacks, deluxe hardcovers, essentials, showcases, archives, absolute editions, omnibus editions, and more. All at great discounted prices. And remember that all orders over $50 ship for free. Whether you're buying an absolute edition or catching up with the showcases and essentials, InStockTrades.com is your new best friend.
BFF.
Your new BFF.
Yes, your BFF. All
right, guys. Well, here we are. It's another year, another Wizard World Chicago. It is, as we're recording, Thursday night. We're at the Donald E. Stevens Convention Center in nearby Rosemont, Illinois. So, I don't know.
Which
it's
officially
a preview,
is not...
It's a preview episode. What are we looking forward to?
Getting away from this table. Hey, look, here's Mike Norton.
This is what
Sean McKeever.
And Sean McKeever.
Sean McKeever.
I
love your podcast.
We are, yeah.
Oh, thanks, Sean.
I say fuck McKeever then. I liked him and now I don't.
I got that shirt.
If you can't tell, people are coming up to us and harassing us.
Yeah.
Because we're sitting, like, all on the same side of the table.
It's such an inappropriate spot on the con floor.
Shouldn't you be riding Birds of Prey right now instead of harassing us?
That's not coming out till December. I got, like, 5 months of writing.
Slacker.
He'll do it in a week.
But,
right.
See, if we had people sitting on this side, it would seem really unwelcoming. But
you know, I feel lied to. I was promised the comic book round table. This is a square. Yeah.
This is a square. It's hard for me to concentrate.
How do you expect me to work like this?
That I've been
no. Well, I tell you, since we do have CB here, first, CB, why are you in Chicago? What are you doing these days?
What are you doing here, man?
Yeah, why are you here?
I heard there's no more Knuckles at the Hyatt, and I had to come and see for myself.
Yeah, you couldn't believe it.
Teared out my favorite bar when I'm in Chicago, and just, you know.
Did you see what they did to that place up there?
I know,
my
it's
God,
crazy.
It's swanky and just.
The class of that place is going to drop significantly this weekend.
Well, it used to be editor CB is why we would see you at cons, but you've had your hand in quite a few writing projects in the last year. Let folks know what you've been doing this year and maybe a few things that you have coming up.
Yeah, this year started out with me writing Loners for Marvel, which is the B list of kind of B list losers banded together out in LA: Darkhawk, Julie Power, Turbo, Ricochet, and. We're coming up on the fifth issue of that. And I'm also doing the Fairy Tales series. So we just wrapped Spider-Man Fairy Tales and moving into Avengers Fairy Tales.
How was X-Men Fairy Tales for you as an experience? I really liked that series.
X-Men Fairy Tales was a lot of fun. I had a good time doing that. I mean, it was kind of a blast from the past for me because I liked some of the older stuff that Claremont did with the kind of Fairy Tale X stuff with Kitty and with the Ileana stories. And, you know, being able to kind of revisit that concept in a different way was just
Where does it fit into
thrilling.
Continuity? There is no answer.
If you say it doesn't,
blank stare.
I found a way to fit it in.
Yeah. You got it? You know it?
Go to my Wikipedia.
Yeah. Remember when Wolverine blacked out that one episode right there?
Great, guys. And you worked on a Spider-Man story this year.
Spider-Man.
He's an awesome artist.
Who was that guy?
I don't know. He's fucking sick, though.
Pacello?
No.
Oh.
He's tall, really good looking.
Jesus.
Norton?
He hangs down to his goddamn knees.
Jesus Christ.
And he's real modest, too.
Very modest.
Humble.
Very
humble.
Probably very easy to work with.
First person to email that in will get a Scotty Young sketchbook.
Yeah. Scotty Young, if you can guess the artist.
Yeah, Spider-Clan, Legend of Spider-Clan, Elemental Evil.
Yes.
With Scotty Young.
Which was a blast.
What's the vampire book you were working on?
Oh, shit, I just did. Oh, can I say that?
Sure.
No. Yeah.
Whatever you can swear.
I'll be editing Scotty all week.
That was, Legion of Monsters, Morbius. Finch and I did a Dracula Little Tale in there.
Okay.
So, I got some Image stuff coming out. My vampire book, Drain, with them.
Drain, that's what I was thinking.
And my autobiographical anthology, Wonderlost.
Which is fantastic. Everybody should go check
it out. Autobiographical. You've learned too much about me. I got copies down if you guys want to come and pick them up later. I'll bring them out. I'll bring them over.
CB, there's another side to you, isn't there?
Oh, many sides.
You should definitely go check out Wonderlost. It's fantastic.
There's Jim from Raging Bull.
Is it also a vampire story?
Yes.
Yeah. CB's really a vampire.
I just combine those two genres.
The truth is the truth, and that's what you
autobiographical,
you know what you
write. Autobiographical blood drinking.
It has been amazing, though, to see. I mean, I've known CB for years before either one of us were really
at Marvel
working at Marvel.
Yeah.
And it's been, for me as a friend, awesome to see him go from knowing that he's a creator and writer first. He played the editor role for a lot of years, which really helped me because I worked under him for a long time. But to see him go from the editing side of the table to really putting out tons and tons of books on the creative side, it's really fantastic. And I think like books like Wonderlost, he's not just out. CB's a true comic book fan, so it's not just putting out your typical kind of books. He really is doing the whole range of it, you know, from the crazy superhero stuff to the vampire stuff to the autobiographical. It's really taken a chance to try it all. So it's been exciting to watch that from a friend.
Cool. Thanks, bud.
Well,
I love you.
I
love you, too. We bring a tear to my eye. They can't see it on the...
Are you guys going to sit on the same side?
I told him last night if he gave me an HJ, I'd say something nice about him on the show.
Nice. Well, I said he used to work underweight. Tonight I'll be working behind him.
Dirty. I'm bossy.
We're finding out the real.
Well, CB, what are you looking forward to this weekend?
This weekend, this is actually the second tour stop on Chester Quest, which is my international talent search. I'm going to 20 different cities and 15 different countries over 6 months.
Wow.
Visit different conventions and comic stores, and it's talent search sponsored by Marvel. and the result is going to be 12 finalists, and those people are guaranteed contracts at Marvel Comics to illustrate.
So what are you coming to Dark Tower Comics in Chicago?
Whenever I'm back in Chicago next time, I guess then.
Note to self, don't come back to Chicago. He pulls out his
Well, that's how do people get involved with that or try out for that?
I'm going to be here at Wizard World all weekend. I don't know if people are going to hear this before the show, but I'll be at booth 4500 down in Artist Alley. And I'm doing portfolio reviews here at the show. Otherwise, you're able to submit via the internet or via email. The rules are all up on chesterquest.blogspot.com. And people always ask about the name.
Yeah, why is it called ChesterQuest?
The C in CB stands for Chester. And I used to run a series of parties called Chester Fest. It's usually big blowouts. And then this was kind of just a play on that. It's kind of a gag.
You got drunk and made a promise that you would do it. And then someone's like, exactly. You're going to do this? Yeah. Oh,
that
shit.
Sounds like the origin of Around Comics.
I always thought CB standing for a comic book.
Yeah. One of the... I shouldn't even say this.
Let it out, baby. No,
nobody's listening. Don't worry.
We were in a strip club one time. And I'm getting a lap dance. And the chick's getting in. She's like, hey, baby, what's your name? I'm like, oh, CB. And she's like, oh, what's that stand for? And for some reason, I just said, comic book. And, and that went over huge. Yeah, let me tell you. She's like, all right, that song's really over. Song's over. Gotta go.
Yeah, it's gonna be an extra $20 if it's anything longer.
You're a little too used to the convention atmosphere where that would actually go over well.
If the stripper asks you what your initials are for, don't say comic book.
Since I ever told that story, everyone's coming up. Well, you should have told her it was
cock big.
I know. Cum blower.
I know. I know what I should have said.
Conan balls.
I am Matt Fraction, and this is Around Comics, and it's a podcast that you listen to on your pod, and it's casted to your pod, and you can listen to it, and it's sweet. And I love it, and I love you.
And now playing the role of CB is Mr. Mike Norton.
I got the same T-shirt he has. I got that R2-D2 T-shirt he's got.
You wearing a Pug T-shirt?
No, I'm not wearing it right now. I have it.
He never wears it.
Owns it at home.
It's a collectible.
Yeah. It's hanging in a frame.
CB had to run off and do another interview real quick, but he'll be back.
Did he?
I smell pizza.
That's just the convention.
Me.
Yeah. Oh, Chicago. Okay. Chicago smells like pizza.
I think I would have gotten used to it by now.
Yeah, living here and all.
All I have to say is this is one handsome crowd. There's a lot of, like, when we watch the VIPs come in. And by the way, the VIPs only get to come in about 2 minutes earlier than everyone else.
Yeah, they just give you a head start.
Yeah. They all ran.
It's like one of those chain gang movies. And they just let you go before they let the dogs out after you.
Well, they're all going to the WizKids booth to buy their Fin Fang Foom
con exclusives.
Yeah.
That's where I'm going after we're done.
Chris has already been there. He's there 8 this morning, like the fucking Harry Potter book just came out.
Wearing his purple,
that's so less
like
geekier than Harry
Potter. Only dorks were there to get Harry Potter at 8 in the morning. I was
Harry
there
Potter is some serious shit, fellas.
Yeah, okay.
So, Mike, what do you got going on at the con this weekend?
I seriously don't know. I gotta make my way back out to my table, which is seriously on the other side. It's the complete opposite of the show from where
you
guys are.
Yeah, we're on this wall. You're on the other wall.
I'm on the opposite wall, so I haven't made it over there.
We got this place fortified. It's solid.
Yeah.
We need
some rings or something.
I thought
that we throw in the air.
We were going to be in Artist Alley, but they decided to put us.
Yeah,
over there.
We were looking for you before.
Yeah, this is a sweet spot.
This is neat. This is like where they would put like the radio station if they were showing up off here, so that they can see everybody when they walk in.
This morning zoo crew, we saw some crazy outfits come in. A lot of people dressed up like that guy.
I just saw one of the hero.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
From the new season, or
I think from the old season.
Because I don't know, you'd be hard to recognize somebody from the new season.
They're dressing up as heroes.
Yeah, what? Their own heroes. Yeah, from the TV show. Who Wants to Be a Superhero?
I thought you meant
someone showed up like a fireman.
That's not. I thought somebody was like dressing up as like heroes, like the
like
TV
hero.
Show. I'm like, well, that's just people.
Siler. I'm dressed as Siler.
I'm Siler.
I'm dressed. Guess who I am?
Just me with bushy eyebrows.
Well, you're over kind of the same spot you were last year.
Yeah,
you're,
I'm right next to Tony Moore and John Lucas and Clay Moore and Jeremy Hahn are supposed to be there, but I don't know if they're here yet. So
they're
big.
They're
big
at
timing.
A tiki bar already.
No, you know what? I think they might be tonight.
At that fucking tiki bar.
You know,
bar?
I'm kind of sad that everybody knows about it because that was such a nice,
spot.
Quiet. Place.
It's a huge fucking place too.
It's awesome, and it's awesome.
And the drinks. I
but
mean,
you two,
it's like
you
a
guys
cereal
didn't
bowl.
Get in there because
you can't wear hats.
Can't wear hats.
I can't wear a hat.
No.
Well, look at this.
Yeah.
It's transform. Snap.
Oh, Tom, roll out.
And then when someone doesn't, yeah.
Tom got a new haircut.
Where'd that hat go? Yeah, it's hot in Chicago.
He's all
I cut
shaded.
On my hair, yeah.
Tom,
he's all
Tom
shaded.
Wearing the old school Brewers hat.
The only true Brewers hat.
The oh. One true Brewers
Brent
hat.
Brewer.
There can
all.
Be only
there
one.
Can be only one to rule them all. My precious.
Well, nice. Is this your first Wizard World since you started on Adam, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I think I started right around... It was right after Wizard World last year that I started working on it, I think, so... Yeah.
Waiting for the rush of Adam, all-new Adam fans.
Yeah.
Just pile onto your table.
That's exactly what I... Yeah, a wave.
A
inundated,
wave.
I think is the
wave.
Word. Yeah.
Ooh, do you, know that last night at Drawing Night, we picked a new spot, it was fantastic, and Norton, halfway through the night, goes... Oh, I didn't even know I had this in my pocket, and pulls out a bag of circus peanuts. And we enjoyed some tasty fucking circus peanuts.
Yeah,
you know why they're so tasty? Because they taste like sugar and Pepto-Bismol, and that's awesome.
Yeah. Wow. Sweet
that's
Pepto-Bismol.
Showing up in the Atom right now, too.
Yeah, it's completely coincidental. It has nothing to do with me.
That's what you think.
I do think the line, they're weirdos eat them, I think that had to do with me. But
that weird? I had a roommate who loved circus peanuts and Charleston chews.
Yeah. Ew, I won't even eat those.
Charleston chews, not so good. Circus peanuts.
That's kind of like all the awesomeness of caramel with some weird ass taste to it.
It's like here you go.
Marshmallow.
Yeah.
Not mellow.
Mallow.
Mallow. Mallow cups. You ever eat mallow cups?
Why are we talking about candy? We're in the middle of this awesome
moon high.
Because it's always all about food.
Thing. Yeah, I know.
If Norton and
whenever
I get together.
I come up, yeah, it's like. I wonder what food company's going to sponsor this podcast. This is sponsored by Shoney's.
We have some
pirate girls. Walking
well, by. There are some pirates.
Hello, pirate girls.
Your partner in crime from the Crankcast is going to be our crank. I hear he's bringing the video camera.
Supposedly.
It could all be a lie.
With crank, I don't believe it till I see it, is the thing.
He'll teleport here.
What?
He'll teleport here.
Yeah.
Magically show
he uses
drunk.
His magic, his dark nether magic.
Well, there is a series of
dark
tunnels
metal magic.
Underneath Chicago that Crank uses.
He's
like
Vincent
Al Capone.
From Beauty and the Beast.
Saving women.
<Yeah. laughs> he goes travels out. Through alleyways and subway tunnels.
Oh, he does say that.
He does like
he
the alleys.
He is like Al Capone. He'll go down to the Green Mill.
Yeah,
he'll
exactly.
go into Al Capone's little secret basement room and travel the city.
Yeah, exactly. That's
what
he does.
He's a superhero, man. Chicago.
He's an Avenger.
Yeah, of drunkenness.
Well,
that's
drunken
okay.
Avenger.
Well, as a creator, you're obviously going to be doing your own signings and have your own Artist Alley type.
Uh-huh.
But as a fan, what are you looking forward to from this show?
Well, I actually brought a sketchbook this year,
nice.
So I'm hoping
what do you want
to get
me to
some
draw?
Sketch. Well, whatever you want. I got. it's a very specific theme sketchbook, which I won't go into on the air because
Pugs.
Nobody's going to understand it.
Right.
Pugs is a good idea, though.
Your greatest fear, the artist's greatest
no,
fear.
No. But I'm looking forward to actually getting some done in that. And other than that...
You picked up a sweet t-shirt today, I saw.
Yeah, I bought a Alex Ross, Ray Palmer, Adam t-shirt that I didn't know existed. So
sweet.
Very nice.
I'll get to wear that.
I want to meet Sienkiewicz.
Yes, Sienkiewicz would be cool. I didn't know he was supposed to be here.
He's going to be here, and he's not far from you. He's just a couple spots down.
Well,
nice.
And I'm excited to.
I'll hug
I want to meet
I
him.
Want,
I will try to touch him in inappropriate places.
I want a creator to shove me.
To show
hero,
Scotty,
yeah.
Scotty, shove him.
I just shoved Tom.
That's $5
for
hero.
I'm used to that. I'm used to Scotty shoving.
Yeah, speaking of hero, already walked by their booth, and Paul Jenkins was already schooling people at pool.
Do they have a pool table over there?
Yeah.
I saw him walk in with his leather case full
Paul
of
Jenkins
pool
will whoop.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no
people
question.
Don't. Yeah,
hey,
he can
he
play.
He
can play.
Oh,
yeah, we can see him from here.
What's it cost? Like $500 to play him or something?
No, it's like $30.
Oh, $30.
You know that old video
Jenkins,
game, NBA Jam, where if you built up enough power, like fire would come off your basketball?
Oh, yeah.
He's that's the way
up.
He is with pool.
He's heating up.
It's like, what the hell?
I saw Joe Quesada on the escalator in the Hyatt today. He was in front of me and. And I said, oh, I almost didn't recognize you, Joe. You look good. And he ignored me.
And he kissed me.
Stay away from me.
And then he turned around and said, were you talking to me? I'm like, oh, yeah. He's like, oh, thank you. He was actually nice. He
said, why are you talking to me?
Yeah,
did
why
you
are you
ask
who
him
are
to
you?
Marry you, like yeah. Paul Jenkins?
I wasn't drunk. Hey, that was Paul's own fault. He got me hammered on some fucking weird shots he was buying.
And he was just looking dead
That
sexy.
Was his own, well...
Peppermint shot.
It's the accent that drives
peppermint
me crazy.
Shot. I remember some of the drinks from last year. Some of them weren't that...
Earthquake or something?
No, the cement mixer.
Yeah,
that was
awful.
I was looking forward to some sweet deals on trades and cheap books. I'm going to come home with so many books, my girlfriend's going to freak out, and she's going to...
What other secrets are you hiding from me, Tom?
What other secrets?
These are going to smell like new book and not old book.
She's like, oh, baby, you're going to be gone for 2 days. I'm like, let's go to Rosemont. If, like, an emergency comes up, I can drive back.
20 minutes.
I can get there.
Yeah, I know.
But she loves me so much. She misses me.
Yeah, I made the mistake this morning when I was walking out. She's like, oh, you're going to be gone all weekend. And I looked at her and said, yeah, I'm going to miss the dog, something awful. Yeah, not the right thing to say.
Yeah, that was smart.
Don't call your wife a dog.
Chris is the Doctor Who scarf.
Mike, you're not staying out here, right?
No, I'm going back.
I'm going back to the city.
I got to walk my dogs. I love my dogs, Chris. I don't know about you.
I love my dog, Casey. I love you, Casey.
Okay.
Your dog eats rocks.
Excuse me. Sorry.
We love our women. We go back and take care of them each night.
Yeah.
Is that
they
someone dressed
us.
Up like something from Doctor Who?
Yes, that would be, he is cosplaying the fourth Doctor, Tom Baker.
The Western, the cowboy doctor.
The Australian doctor.
Duster, yeah, Dr. Duster.
Doctor from the West.
Short-lived Clint Eastwood.
I thought it was the Western Harry Potter with the scarf. Like a cowboy Potter.
World's colliding.
Cowpot.
Hey, fanfiction idea. Harry Potter is Doctor Who.
Ooh, that would be awesome, but I don't have any idea what Doctor Who is.
It's about Doctor Tardis.
No, awesome. They got Cybermen heads over there.
Really?
Yeah, or masks or whatever
you
they are.
You can pick up anything at a con. I love it.
I'm going to buy a sword, I think.
You know, that's the closest thing to something I could get at a convention that I could give to my girlfriend, and she would be like, hey, that's kind of cool.
A sword?
No, a Cyberman head. Because she loves that show for some reason.
Check out this sword I got you, Julie. Awesome.
Sweet.
Sweet. Yeah. Well, that's about it for the con.
Yeah, that's
I think we're wrapped
huge
up.
Con. Well, we got to remind people this is just preview night. It only goes on for a couple hours. And Chicago's preview night is not to be confused with San Diego's preview
which
night.
Which will the con that
melt
should not
your
be
brain
named.
In the skull.
Tonight's just kind of a chill. Oh, Jesus Christ. Sorry, folks. We just got blinded.
That's my friend Jeffrey.
Blinded by the light.
That's my friend Jeffrey, actually.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh, my bad.
You go clubbing with him or something?
No, he always wears shiny shirts to the cons.
Blinded by the light.
Somebody said, wow.
Wrapped up like a douche.
We spotted the shiny shirt. Just Jeffrey from the Bender Sports.
Your shirt looks like a cover from the 90s.
Also Squido.
When you get inside the cover in here, no suckage.
Oh,
everything inside is awesome. You got pouches in there?
That's awesome.
That's a replay from last year.
Oh, yeah. I've been having to recycle. It's so hard to find them now.
I'm wearing shiny underwear.
They just don't make shiny shirts like they used to, right?
You can't
get them.
I gotta go back to the table, guys.
All right, Mike.
Goodbye, Mike.
We'll see you later.
In a minute.
Goodbye, DC.
Have fun.
Artist of the Atom.
Artist of the All New Atom. Pick it up. Buy it now.
Buy all of them.
Twice. Buy all of them. At my table. 5508.
Get the trade as well when it comes out.
Hey, I'm Jerry Duggan.
And I'm Brian Fassane.
And you're listening to Around Comics.
Girls are neat.
All right, well, Chris ran off. He's playing Paul Jenkins in Pool at the Hero booth.
So we made an executive decision.
To just do the show.
Yeah, to just do the effing show.
Should we try to get Dan over here?
Yeah, pull him over here.
Dan!
Scotty's trying to get Dan DiDio to come over and sit down with us for a little bit. He says two minutes.
We're going to rally Dan over here.
Dan DiDio.
So what you guys read anything? You still reading Preacher?
Yeah, but I took a break after I got in with the third trade. I read through Scalped, and I actually started rereading Powers. I jumped in like halfway through because I know the last Power trade is supposed to be coming out soon.
Yeah.
And so I started to reread it around like trade 7. I gotta say, I fucking love that.
Well, you jumped in Powers? The middle, literally.
Well,
started reading
I read it through. a couple times already.
Yeah.
But just to refresh myself before this last trade, I thought, I'll just jump into middle real quick. So I already know everything that's happened. But I really, really enjoy that book.
That's cool.
I've been reading the Godland.
It's a podcast.
This is a podcast.
Yeah. Oh. Sit down.
Yeah. Sure.
We're joined by Dan DiDio.
What are you guys podcasting, dare I ask?
We're a comic book podcast, and Wizard was kind enough to give us a table here so we could cover the show a little bit. And we
do it every Friday at like just here in Chicago.
Hey,
really?
So on the Pat Quirk's
one? No, Pat's on another one. But Pat goes on. We're all.
You guys
all
have like dueling podcasts. You guys are you like the Jets?
We smash there.
It's like gang wars. It's like, yeah. Oh,
we all hate each other.
Yeah.
We're bigger than them, so we can beat their ass.
Well, you got three mics. Only has one. You know.
We got.
Let's. So we're here with Jan. And Dan.
From DC. Jan and Dan.
From DC. Rhyming.
And you actually got it in the right order, too, by the way.
Yeah. I got a part. Look at her. She has to get top billing.
Always.
So what do you guys have going on this weekend?
I don't know. That's why we're over here. Obviously nothing.
Nothing. Yeah. No, yeah. Anyone who ends up over at this table is probably...
Just wandering aimlessly.
This is like in the subway where they have those fences that gather like all the empty bottles and stuff that just sort of like drift down the tunnels.
I'm really thirsty. But I want to know where the DC water bottles are.
I know. Did you see this shit? Really, we've decided that it tastes like Silver Surfer urine.
Yeah.
Wow, that's good.
Very good.
Iron Man
hydraulic
fluid. Yeah.
It's good to see Marvel giving out the most commonly accessible item
in
the world.
Oh, this is crazy. Yeah. You know what? If we're going to tell the truth about what this podcast is really about, it's really all about how awesome I am.
Well, oh, God. Yeah. Well, that's really what it's become.
Yeah.
It's like you've become the Mecca.
Yeah,
the
it is.
Yeah. It really is.
Yeah, but
And it's weird because I started hanging out with Scotty outside of the podcast, and like I'll go to his house to watch.
He's not as much fun, though, is he?
Yeah.
He's kind of lame.
Well,
you
go to his house to watch a movie, and we're watching a movie, and he'll turn around and be like... Oh. Do you want to buy one of my books?
You want to buy one of my covers? I've been trying some new things.
Do you like some of my original art? And I'm like, no, I don't.
I'm trying to watch The Wizard of Oz.
Well, I don't read your stuff.
And if you don't buy anything, he goes, well, you could be on the podcast.
Yeah.
You know? Oh, okay, give me two pages, man.
Sweet.
Yeah,
sweet.
Exactly.
Every third page gets you on the podcast.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
It's my weasel.
Well, Dan, we've actually unofficially had you on the show before.
One of my phone conversations?
No, it was actually, we've had an impressionist. Came on. We're not the guy. John Sunter from Word Balloon, who's also a Chicago podcaster.
Who's about that?
Maybe Middleton.
About it.
Yes, it was.
Because I called Josh and I said, Josh.
Middleton told us about it.
I said, Josh, you've got to fucking go listen to this.
I would love to hear that. I don't know what I sound like.
I'll forward you the link to where it is.
It was good stuff.
We had a crisis on, and then there was another guy doing it. It was Crisis on Multiple DiDios.
I was doing my bad one too.
Jan was actually physically sweating.
Actually, it's making me a little nauseous too.
I think I just threw up in my mouth a little.
No.
Everyone's crying. So, it could have gone on for like way longer too. We had to edit it down.
Is that water or vodka in those things? Because that's what I want to know.
It
could be a lot more fun if there was.
We got a little something if you.
It would be great if it was cold.
It's a little lukewarm. I don't think I'm in the ice.
Sorry.
I'm sorry. That's your signing bonus if it's cold.
Good Lord.
God, I need to go to the dark side.
Wow.
You get cold water.
I know I am.
Don't worry. We only...
It's funny.
No one listens.
It's among friends.
Nobody listens. Yeah.
Listen, I know. Believe me. With you three guys on it, I know nobody's listening to this podcast.
My mom's going to hear this.
Mom's like, holy shit, I can't believe that.
Hey, you know what I did find out, though?
Can I show you?
I did find out, because...
This is what we spent our money in college for?
Exactly, yeah.
The two dinners of the big two, same place, same time. I think it's going to be a throwdown.
Really?
No.
Oh.
This is all one happy community.
We're all one happy community.
It really is, actually. That was actually the fun part of the softball game.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously.
Well, how was that? Tell us about the softball game.
No, because we lost. What did I tell you about the game we lost?
Okay, but my highlight was Esad Rabik taking off his shirt, because that is just damn sexy.
It was
Esad Rabik. Oh, my God.
He's built these creations, let me tell you.
Yeah, like, that just butters my bacon, man.
I just threw up butters my bacon. I'm sweating a little bit.
Yeah. Butters my bacon. She's like Laura Ingalls.
Well,
We'd be remiss if we didn't talk about DC a little bit. What's DC got going on at the show this weekend? What can we look forward to? Any big announcements?
Actually, we got a couple announcements coming up. We have some fun coming down. We've got DC Nation panel tomorrow, so that's always a lot of fun. We talk about the things that have to do with the, you know, with tying into Countdown and bigger events that we got going on. And then on Saturday, actually, Jan has a major announcement, which is coming together. Some books that she's editing right now.
What's the over-under on questions about Batgirl this weekend?
I don't know.
It's at 8 right
okay,
now.
Okay. We have, all we want to know is one thing. We're going to get more questions about Spoiler and a Memorial or Batgirl. What happened to her?
Is Azrael coming back?
Yeah.
Azrael coming back.
Aquaman. Firestorm. You know, they gave me a Zandadio Must Die t-shirt at the last time.
I want one of those.
Yeah, actually, my whole staff bought one. Yeah. You know, the guy was selling them in the back.
I have the hoodie. Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I want.
Yeah, it's a hoodie. It's awesome. It rocks.
Thank
Scotty Young must live.
No, I actually, we said last week on the show that I'm going to make a fortune off of Fuck Scotty Young.
Exclusively, you can buy those at aroundcomics.com.
Yeah.
We'll have those up next week.
Story about
But see, that could be bad because like somebody could like guys could like tape a little eye like before that.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah.
It's
all good. It's all skin.
It is, yeah. Yeah, but, and it's all guys wearing them too.
I'm freak, baby.
This
freaking
is horrible.
Evening.
You're horrible.
Okay.
You're bad.
You can tell we're only pretty worn from San Diego.
Yeah.
We're carrying on silliness from there.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Well, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate it.
It's always good to see you.
Have a great show.
Thank you now.
Bye bye. Well, that was awesome. Talking with the big guns from DC.
It's going to be at least 7 Batgirl questions.
So yes, Dan DiDio.
The real Dan DiDio. That wasn't Suntress. That was the
you
real Dan DiDio. Yes, thank you, Scotty, for being.
Otherwise, he would have flipped us off. So
yeah. Who the fuck are you, idiots?
Who are you, idiots?
Thank God we have some real.
Real
pull at the show with Scotty. I know we kept you around for a reason. I knew there was something.
I do. Yeah. Thanks. You guys are just fucking useless.
What does Chris do?
No, let's not go there. No, it's not.
He's not here. Yeah. Well, you know what's funny is, you know what, I think it's great because Chris would be usually the one that wants to be kind of really tight with the show, and Chris is the first one to run off and go do convention stuff. So yeah. I applaud him.
We're all sitting around
right now
and go do convention.
Who's the stranger we got sitting down now?
Are you guys recording?
Yeah.
Yes, we are. Absolutely.
But I'm done.
All right. Well, wait. Before we go, anything that you guys are? I mean, I know Scotty, you've been to a million cons, so nothing. But Tom, anything at the con this weekend you're looking forward to?
No.
Especially nothing at all.
Drinking afterwards. Commiserating with friends.
Yeah, that's the biggest.
Almost family now. I
with a smirk. All right, well,
I'm going to ask Dan DiDio about Batgirl.
Yes, at the DC Nation panel.
Oh, Jesus, don't do that. My goodness. I guess that'll do it for now.
Sweet.
From Thursday night, preview night at Wizard World Chicago.
See you later this weekend.
Talk to y'all later.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Like to suggest a topic? Send us your comments or are interested in becoming a panel member? Email us at info@aroundcomics.com or visit the Contact Us section of our website. Music for the show provided by the Podshow Podsafe Music Network. Music.podshow.com. Views expressed in the interviews or by guests of the show are solely those of the individuals expressing them and do not reflect the opinions of Around Comics. Thank you for listening today, and remember to join us next time when the panel will change, but our mission will stay the same. Bringing you the very best news, reviews, and opinions in and around comics. Around Comics is a Pipe Dream production. Copyright 2007, all rights reserved. Love you, baby. Yeah. Why you got my love and left me alone? Why you got my left alone? I know that you don't love me. Oh, baby, what is going on? Let me, oh, let me, baby, love you one more time.